Welcome to the Working Hands Podcast. I'm Tony of Wildan Iron, joined by Keith of Blackthorn Concepts. What's going on, man?
What is up? As always, I'll take the time to thank Sabretooth. If you go to sabretooth.com and use code WH, you could save 10% on your power carving discs and burrs. They're awesome tools. I use them. You should too. Oh, and I know I mentioned before, but they sponsored me to teach a class. So I'm very excited about that. Teaching it. High caliber camp.
Oh, sweet. I did not know that. And I will take a moment to thank our sponsor, Maritime Knife Supply, your one-stop shop for makers, home for abrasives, steel, tools, and more. Save on shipping by getting everything from one supplier. And you can find them at maritimeknifesupply.ca and .com.
I just placed an order last night.
Yeah,
Maritime Knife Supply.
I'm actually looking at placing an order myself right now.
I ordered some steel for an upcoming project. I ordered it last night at like midnight. I woke up, I already had a tracking label. Like, this dude never sleeps, man.
Yeah, I've got him looking in. He posted something the other day looking for, like, if you've had a need or a want for any different steels or different sizes or whatever.
Yeah.
And I know I've talked about it before, about the copper. And I'm looking to hopefully make some spatulas and stuff like the camp, like cookware kind of stuff. And he's looking into some
sheet
flat
cover.
Well, not sheet, but flat bar.
Oh, nice.
Because he has sheet there. He has 16th inch, but I'd like to make a spatula out of like more like an 8th inch, something a little bit more, because
heft,
a little more heft to it. It's copper, so it's probably going to be a little bit flimsier in a way. So I figured the extra 16th would be better. So he's looking into it for me. So, and that's one of the great things with him, is that you can talk to him. He'll look for it. If he thinks he can get it for you, he'll let you know.
Yeah. Before I placed my order, I reached out to him. I had questions because I'm not a heat treating aficionado. I don't make knives or anything, but what I'm doing, I want to heat treat when I'm done. So I was like, what's an easy tool steel or steel that I can heat treat and stuff? And he answered all my questions, told me what to buy, and I bought it.
Yeah, good dude. So,
yeah, knowledgeable too, which is nice.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, definitely support our sponsors. They are fantastic. So, what's going on with you, man?
Just kind of getting into the swing of things for spring, getting the basement cleaned up. I got some outdoor projects to do. I got to start getting the leaves that didn't get picked up in the fall cleaned up, because I have a lovely maple that doesn't drop its leaves till like probably late November. Like, it's well past the time you want to be out raking leaves. So, so I have to clean that up every spring now.
Yeah, I just did I had landscapers come do all the weeding and mulching, all the garden beds. And they rearranged like that, like around the pool. I had like these stone gardens, like it was like stone, half mulch. And it was a pain to keep up with. So I hired some guys to come in and move all the stuff, put it on new paper, and then only mulch and weed it while they were at it. Had some bushes removed, but like you, I have leaves all year here. Cause, next to our house, there's maples that don't drop till late. And then, the two sides of my house, they don't do anything with their leaves, so I can clean it up in the fall and make my yard look good, but then it just builds all year from the neighbors not doing anything with theirs.
Yeah, our neighbor actually, I think he had a maple too. It's either a maple or an oak. I really didn't pay much attention. I just knew it was a bigger leafy tree, so he just took that down, which is actually probably going to help matters next year, or this fall, I guess. So
yeah.
And I think we're taking down some trees actually this year. I finally got buy-in from the boss that I've been telling her since we bought the place, certain trees that had to go. She's finally bought into they need to go.
I have a row in front of my house under the power lines of pine trees that are probably 50, 60 foot tall. And they're ugly and dying from being trimmed around the power lines. And they just drop needles and kill the grass out front. Like, there's no, like, I'd have to do so much fertilization to combat that it's not worth it.
Yeah. So that was part of the issue with when we bought this place, was that so our house was a divorce house, and I think they'd been split a while. So one half was in the house, one half was out of the house. I don't know which was which, didn't really get into it. But the leaves and the pine litter was so thick, it had its own ecosystem underneath of it. Yeah. It was so bad. It took me the better part of 4 years of like picking away at it to get everything cleaned up. I'm just probably to the point now where I'm ahead of it, where the grass is growing where it wasn't, and such a pain.
Lawn stuff is a pain. I don't mind mowing the lawn, but the constant, I think I'm going to hire somebody this year. Just be done with it.
Yeah. I think we've actually been talking about it the last little bit. So I think I've spoke about it on here before, but thinking about moving at some point in time, get a bigger shop, that kind of stuff.
In depth, you keep talking about it. Yeah,
I know. I talk about everything. I talk about everything way too much. But so we had a sit down and we're talking about it, and I think, well, we're staying. This is what the plan's going to be now, and we're going to build a shop out back.
Oh, fantastic!
So she's the money person. So she laid out all she just laid out the whole, just the money side of it. So especially with the way inflation and the housing rates are up so high right now, like the cost of borrowing's up, the cost of the homes are up. Where we're situated in the town we're in, my corner store is a grocery store. Like that's how close I am to a grocery store. So
that's nice.
And it's a nice neighborhood. The neighbors are good. We got a nurse on one side who's really quiet. The neighbors on the other side I work with, and they're really quiet. Like we don't get in each other's business. It's good. So, I mean, that could change in a minute, but, way it is right now, what's probably going to happen is the shop is going to be torn down, not in the near future, probably in the next year or two, and then build as big as I'm allowed to build in the area shop, which limits me to, I got reading through the bylaws, and with our lot size, I believe we're limited to about, was it 70 square meters, which is just a little under 750 square feet, which is that's a good size shop. I'm hoping to build as big as I can go, but once we actually get somebody to talk to somebody and see what it'll cost to get done, we'll adjust from there if we go to full size or if we shrink it down a bit. But I was looking at it because my current garage on the house, which is meant for cars, is 20 by 20 interior measurement. So it's good for a car and a few things. You could put two in it, but because there's a stairwell in it, it just takes up, we lose 3 feet. So it's really 16 by 20 kind of. Mm-hmm. But if I had the equal size again, just meant for like my purposes, I think I'd do just fine. So, and then to go with like insulation, all that kind of stuff, have it as a heated and climate controlled space so that I can, you know, there's no more worry of, oh, it's too cold, I won't go out. So it's a way to get my ass in gear and get out there. So
that's cool. That's exciting news.
Yeah. And we get talking about, I think it'll be whenever we go decide to when our mortgage comes due, that'll probably be, we'll probably have a plan in place and ready to roll when that's happening.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's, it'll be nice. I got to get some answers on like sizing and what I'm allowed to do in the area. But once that's answered, then I'm going to start to plan and kind of work out what I want to do for the shop, and then like work out if you know, I'll have wood and metal in the same building, or if it'll be kind of the way I have it now, where I'll use the basement for wood and the and home projects, and then the shop will be the shop. So,
very cool.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I knew what I was doing, building a shop or moving, but I think move is the right way to go.
Yeah, for us, it's just like at the stage we're at, like kids, that kind of stuff. Like if we were to move, so the move would happen, if we're going to move, would be into, like, same idea, when we're remortgaging, we'd look at moving. But then we get talking about it, and yeah, the house is probably a bit big for when it's just me and her, but it's also, you know, pretty close to being paid for. I mean, it's not like, we're under 15 years. So it'll be like retirement time. It'll be paid for. And if we were to make the move, like, we're going to spend probably double what we owe on it right now. Mm-hmm. It's just the way the market is right now. And it's an absurd amount difference in what our mortgage every 2 weeks would be versus what it is right now. And then once she put out the numbers, I'm like, that's just absurd, and it makes no sense. So
yeah,
and it's good too, like where we're at, the, you know, you got all your emergency services are closed, fire, all that stuff's all close. And it's better, you know, as you get older, it's a better scenario. We're going to have everything on one level. We're still going to have the basement to use, but we're going to bring the laundry and stuff in the next year or two up into the main space, so that we have everything on one level.
Cool.
So there's no up and down every day for whatever. So, you know, yeah. I'm talking like an old man in my 40s, but thinking about when I'm 80.
Yeah.
If I make it there.
I don't know if I'll make it to next year.
Oh, one could hope.
I finally did the trade for the motorcycle, and now I'm a proud owner of a four-wheeler, or quad, depending on what part of the country you live in.
Yes.
So
now, do you have a four-wheeler?
What's that?
What four-wheeler do you know?
I have a Raptor 660.
You have a Raptor 660. Oh, which, God.
Yeah, I took it out for a rip today, and
you're still alive.
I'm still alive.
Yeah. That was always the joke when they first came out, was that when you went out for a drive, you called the ambulance before you left the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I've ridden four-wheelers before, but my old neighbor had a couple, and I always enjoyed the bigger ones, like the four-wheel drive ones. And every now and then he'd put me on his kid's one, which was probably a Raptor 6, I don't know, Banshee or some stupid thing. And it was always like squirrely, and I'm like, how do people ride these things all the time? And I got on this thing, and it's an animal. So I'm just going to get rid of it. That's the plan. That was the plan when I decided on the trade, because in my neighborhood, everyone's got a four-wheeler, right?
Right.
Every kid, there's old quarries, and you can ride them through the pines, even though it's illegal. People still do it, you know? So, they go pretty quick, so a lot faster than a 54-year-old motorcycle that doesn't run. But
what year's the bike? They still make them, don't they?
I think so. It's a 02, I think.
Oh, so it's an earlier one.
But then the kid I got it from had traded it, and he got it in some deal. So, but he wanted my bike, so he's like, I'll trade you this. But it's got like some sort of, as he was saying, I don't know, hot cam and big board. Like, the thing is just, it's
got aftermarket
everything, you know. It's a racing bike, and I just don't need it. So
it's got a hot cam and a big bore kit. Okay, that means it's probably a 700, if not bigger. It's a single cylinder, right?
I think so. Yeah,
because the Yamaha had that Yeah, they had.
He's not sure if it has the big bore kit. He said they come out with it, but the guy he got it from was talking about the cam he put in it and all this other stuff. But I wasn't trying, and it was popping wheelies in second and third. So I was just out for a cruise.
You probably weigh more than that bike does.
Like, oh, they're not a doubt. Yeah,
they're not heavy.
It's a tiny bike.
Yeah, then you put a 600 cc engine in it. Yeah, that's tuned up to be aggressive. So
yeah, it's fun. I don't need it. I certainly don't need it.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them here. They don't bode well for our trails, not for where I'm at right now.
You need to be in a field with that thing. Even the kid I got it from, he's like looking around. He was like from an hour and a half away. He's looking around. He's like, "Where are you going to ride this thing?" I'm not. I'm going to sell it. And he goes, "Good." Because if he's a 19-year-old kid, he's like, "Because if you're in the trees, you're going to be in a tree." I was like, "Yeah, I know."
Yeah. Yeah, sounds about right. Because I've seen a few of them around, like say, but our trails are so rocky that, like, no matter what you do, if you do trail maintenance, you can fill it full of gravel, but just over time, the rocks find their way back up to the top. So the ground clearance on that's what, like 6 inches maybe?
No, it's pretty tall.
Oh, is it taller than that?
Yeah.
But I remember seeing them, the one I remember seeing, like the chain guard was probably like, I'm going to say 3 or 4 inches off the ground, but I think he had the smaller, like 25-inch tire or something, so it's pretty tiny.
I thought about doing the ultimate maker thing and making this into like a old school cycle car because I've always wanted to do that, but I don't know, that would be an animal of a cycle car when most people just do it with a Predator motor, you know, the old Harbor Freight special.
Yeah, that would you know what, that's kind of a funny thing because I remember, because around the era that this bike was built, I looked at building, and I had designs for it. I just never did it. So I didn't have a welder or anything at the time. I wanted to build basically like a sand rail or what we call a side-by-side now. And I was my plan was to get a wrecked one of those, a wrecked Razor or Raptor, and build it out so that it was a seated, like a sit in like go-kart kind of setup.
Right.
I wanted to build it four-wheel drive too, but I wasn't sure how I was going to get around to that. But I spent I bought all like the was it like Dirt Track and ATV Rider. And mm-hmm. I found those books the other day. We were cleaning up the basement and I found those books.
Throw them out.
I did. But okay. I was like, I forgot where we got our information before we had the internet.
Yeah, it was magazines like that.
Yeah. Well, that was, who was it? I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, we were talking about like video games and stuff. I was like, how did we ever know like AB, up, down, left, right, you know, all that stuff, all those cheat codes and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, how did we ever know that stuff? And then somebody's like, oh, you just got those magazines that had it in. I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't think I ever got one of those magazines. I just found out in school or something.
Well, that's how I found out. Yeah. But there would be one person that would
up, down, down, left, right, left, right, AB, yeah. AB start, AB. Or select start. Contra, right? That was the Contra code.
Yeah, the guys at work were talking about the Contra code the other day. And then, well, I had the game. What was it? The Game Genie.
I never had any of that.
So the Game Genie was, so you had your cartridge for the Nintendo.
Right.
And then you put, the Game Genie was a secondary cartridge that you put on in front of your
game
cartridge. Yeah. And it all slid in together. And instead of, you know how the old ones, you slid the cartridge in and then you pushed it down. And So it would allow you to just slide it in and you didn't have to push it down. Because the game cartridge was out past where it should be. Because the piece was like 3 or 4 inches wide that went on the front. So it stuck out
the... Yeah, I don't think I ever even saw... I mean, I knew of them, but I never even saw one, I don't think.
Oh, I still have it here. I still have an old Nintendo here.
Does it still work?
I don't know. I've never tried to fire it up. I remember talking about when it was... that thing's got to be... 30 years old plus. Oh no, well, it's
Nintendo came out in the 80s.
Yeah, so I got it in 89 or 90, I think.
Oh yeah, it drops down. Wow, they had Game Genies for Game Boy and everything.
Yeah, they had a
Cheaters. You guys are all cheaters.
Yeah, yeah, well.
And then that's like these people who play like you with your PUBG and all that. All those guys like Call of Duty or whatever the new thing is now, Fortnite or whatever it is. I don't know what the kids are playing these days, but I swear you're all cheaters. I tried one of those games online. You spawn, boom, you're hit, you're dead. Spawn again, boom. It's not even fun.
Yeah, I found there are some games that are really bad that way. They have they do have a lot of cheaters in them. But you can generally, I don't know. It's once you get really good, it's or not really good. Once you get competent at the game, you can tend to find your way around cheaters, but they tend to get found out.
It makes it not fun when there's that stuff happening. I always liked Gran Turismo though, or Grand Theft Auto too. That was fun, where it's just you going around in the game, not online against other people.
Yeah, I don't know. I enjoy the player versus player. I've once I got back on the gaming here in the last year or two, I have a hard time with just open games. I like to have like a purpose in front of me, so I like that.
I don't know. I haven't really played games in many, many years.
I have too much time on my hands.
Yeah. You should get out in the shop.
Yeah.
As far as shop stuff, I haven't really done much. I didn't do much this weekend, but I did. Remember a couple weeks ago, my wife got all that jewelry making stuff?
Right.
Well, two of the things she got were these old Fordhams, and they were like, the wires were bad on them and stuff, so I bought these rebuild kits. So I started tearing into one of them, the one that had like had a broken switch on it and whatnot. So I was like, let me buy the... they have like a rebuild kit you can get from Fordham.
Right.
So I bought that and I started tearing it down, and I figure if I'm going to tear it down, I'm going to paint it. So we painted it today. But yeah, somebody else had been in there like ahead of me, and all the wiring was all like cut and spliced back together wrong. And so it's going to be interesting to see if this thing runs when I put it back together.
The one that you thought was the easiest fix might not be?
No, I went with the more challenging one now.
Really?
Just because, I mean, the switch on it was busted and broken into the machine, you know?
Right.
And then the wires were all frayed, and it was pretty mangled. So I started tearing it down, cleaning it all. Now I'm going to put it back together this week and pray it works. So, and the bamboo works.
Oh, you got it up and running again?
Yeah. They sent me a new, I don't know. I mean, they call it a TF board, thermal something board, TH board. I don't know. Thermal heatle board or something. They just call it a TH board. But it's like the electronics board. They sent me that and some new wiring for it. And the new wires, I think, is what fixed it. I don't think it was the electronics board. But it's weird that they had to do all that on a fairly new machine, you know. It's like 2 months old, but
yeah. But I mean, you got a high demand, so it could be a little rough that way.
Yeah.
Like, far as like production wise.
Yeah, and like, I mean, originally they had sent me parts, and it just didn't work. And I'm like, dude, you got to fix this, right? Like, this thing's less than 3 months old. I'm not going back and forth and waiting 3 weeks each time. So they were pretty good about it. They sent me a whole host of parts and said, put all these on and replace all these parts, and which is a pain that you have to do it. Like, just send me it's all in this unit that I had to take apart to get to everything. Like, why not just send me the whole unit? I could just unbolted that and then bolted that back on, right?
Yeah, especially where they could probably bench test the unit before they sent it to you to make sure it was solid.
Well, apparently this thing has like logs on it, and there's like a memory card in it, and it logs all the issues.
Right.
So when I originally did it, and I originally bought what I thought was wrong, this fan speed abnormal. So I just bought the whole new unit with the fan.
Right.
I put that on and I had the same issue. So then I contacted them and I thought for sure it was going to be like an IT thing. Like, oh, did you turn it off and turn it back on? Did you do this? Did you, like, I thought I was going to have to go through all these steps. So I write out all the different things I had already tried, right? Like turn it off, turn it back on, reset, download all new firmware. Like I did everything right before I even contacted them. And I even bought the part I thought it was before going through warranty. And they were cool. They're like, oh, it's probably this. And then they sent me that part and it wasn't that. So when they resent everything, they sent the new wiring. Cause the one guy's like, it's either you wired it wrong or you got bad wiring. I'm like, there's like the way it works is each plug is only so big and it only goes in, like each plug is a different size, right? So you can't like wire it wrong.
Right. Right?
No. I thought maybe I could. So I was counting like the little pins and they're all like microscopic, you know? And I'm like, no. And they definitely were sending me photos of everything. Like, this is what it should look like. This is how it should be wired. And they had like lines and arrows. And it was pretty good service. And then I think the new wire is what did it. I don't know what happened to the old wire. They look identical. It looks like there's nothing wrong with it. But maybe in shipping, it got jostled. And then when it was here running, it was fine. But then eventually worked loose. I don't know. But it's back up and running. So I thought the service from Bamboo was pretty good. So
yeah, sounds better than your CNC endeavors.
Oh yeah, where they just throw their hands up in the air and say, "Yeah, I don't know. Good luck with that." Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that was when we first started the podcast. You were going through your adventures.
I haven't used it in a while. I'm gonna. I mean, I say this every week, but eventually I'm gonna use it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try that again. It works okay for like smaller stuff, but if you want to do a 3D carve, is when if it's carving for too long, it decides to get a mind of its own. So we'll see what happens when I fire it back up. Because after using the Onefinity up at Maker Camp, I want like my mind's racing. Look, I mean, one, I want a Onefinity, but my mind's racing. It's just so easy to use those Onefinities. They're so easy.
Are they?
Yeah. Like stupid easy, but it's got my mind racing again at what I can do with a CNC and how I have this tool out there I'm not utilizing that I should be. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it was kind of, so another thing I did this weekend is we have, I don't know, I might've mentioned it before, but there's our gym does a thing they call WOD for wishes. So if you're CrossFit, if you've ever done anything with CrossFit, you'll hear the term WOD, which is workout of the day. Yeah. And so WOD for Wishes is what they started out with. I think they've done it. I said they've done it 8 of the last 10 years. We had some time off there in the middle for good behavior. Anyways, they've been back at it for the last couple. And this year and last year, the powerlifters put in a team as well. And we call ourselves one and done. So we're...
So if you don't know, CrossFit's all about the most amount of reps.
Yeah, so it's usually
how you win any of these.
Yeah, as most reps you can do in a certain amount of time, or being able to do a set amount of reps as quick as possible. So we're one and done. Our average size for the men was probably 280, 290 pounds.
Oh man,
this is big boys. And so it was 6 people. So it was 3 men, 3 women. And you had group workouts where it was, the first workout was all 6. And then the next three workouts were a guy and girl for the next 3. So everybody kind of did 1. And then I think there was another group one. Oh, that's what they had. I think they had an all guys and then all girls and then a group. That's what it was.
Okay.
So anyways, we had some fun with it. The charity started out as, it was a Make-A-Wish Foundation. They would put the money to Make-A-Wish. And they were actually able to grant wishes solely from our,
wow, that's awesome.
Our event. So that was nice. They started out, that was their entire goal. They got there, and then I guess an opportunity came up, and now the money's going towards a local a local program here for impoverished children. So that's what they're doing now. So that's another good cause. So it was fun. And I found that because of our team, people are taking it less seriously now. So it's good.
Oh man.
Because I've got to chop up a little reel of our antics of the weekend.
You got to have some fun with those charities though, you know?
Yeah. And that's what it was.
Fundraisers, not with the charities, you know?
Yeah. And that was a thing. We had, it's one of those things. We always say it with our softball that I play. It's like, you're just winning a t-shirt. So what's the big deal? You got out of the house twice a week, got to shoot the shit with the boys and have a good laugh while you're, you know, being somewhat active, depending on what position you play. So, and that was the thing this year too, was I think the winning teams got tumblers. They got Yetis. So nice prize, but not something to like break your back over.
And you also get bragging rights.
Yeah. And then, we got bragging rights because we came last. We hit our target.
One and done.
Yeah. We had one judge is like, come on, I've seen you move faster than that. I was like, yeah, you have. So.
Yeah, it's good to have fun every now and then.
Yeah, it was a good bunch, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got to, actually, I put in that charity, there's a silent auction. I put another one of my Have a Go sessions in, so I dropped one of the bottle openers that you gave me there. I put that as part of their little prize. So
working hands or woodland iron?
The woodland iron ones.
Smart.
Yeah. And then Lil was rocking the working hands the whole day. She loves that sweatshirt, so. And it's funny to see my daughter wearing the black one, the first one that we got.
Yeah, it's the only one I have.
Yeah, she still wears that one.
I want to get more sweatshirts for this year. We may be doing an order soon, so for October. Oh, you were mentioning we got a question on Patreon.
Yes.
From the one and only HT1 Metalworks, Henry Davis.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to preface this with I don't necessarily know if we're the best people to ask this question, but I have an answer for you. So he said, I know you all have talked about making a digital mailing list. Can we have some details on a good way to do that? And a suggestion on website hostings, please. Don't want to be depending on social media. Thanks in advance. I agree. If you're running a business, you don't want to depend on social media, especially like his.
Yeah.
So there's a ton of services out there. I've only used them in, not for me personally, but you know, with other organizations or whatever, but one could be MailChimp or, there's all sorts of ones like that. If you look up MailChimp and MailChimp competitors, then that'll probably put you in the right way of how to manage your mailing list, your email mailing list. But I don't know how they work in conjunction with every website host. And I know he wants to start, what did he say there? He said, and a suggestion on website hosting, please. Everyone I know, and this is like outside of the maker realm, everyone I've dealt with that has created a web page that I've talked to on this with the email list and that has all been on the photography side. So I don't know if my suggestions are going to work for you, but they usually use MailChimp and they use Squarespace. Easy to set up. But Squarespace, I think, has their own sales market team on there, like whatever the web service is for you to sell your wares on there. Or you could just do it all through email, like all your sales through email and then not have to pay for those additional services. But I know on the photography side, some people were doing it and they were using like print on demand websites where there's these classy places for your photos to be printed at high quality when somebody orders whatever size they want. So it was easy for them to use Squarespace and MailChimp. I would start with those two and then do a Google search on their competitors and go from there. But I do know setting up a Squarespace site is, and this is no, like, we're not sponsored by them, so whatever. But apparently it's just as easy as doing like Instagram posts and stuff. It's pretty simple. So it's an easy platform.
Yeah, I have, I'm really the wrong person to be asking this. I just know of people using services like that. So what I've seen, most people at least are being sponsored by Squarespace. So I see them doing a lot of marketing. From what they show, it seems like it's pretty good, but yeah, no experience with it. So, but
yeah, it's easy to set up a web page through them. And I know Henry's got a ton of photos already of different things, and I don't know how he lists things now, but I would set up a Squarespace. I don't know how MailChimp ties into that. I think you can set up a widget. So when people go to your the thing, it's like, oh, put in your email for our mailing list. And then that's powered by whatever. I don't know. Maybe Squarespace has their own email list. I'm going back 5 years. So things could change now. I don't have a website. I don't sell my wares that way. So, but those are good, like two good places to start. So I hope I helped you, Henry. I don't know. If I didn't, then you can just DM me and tell me I'm a jerk. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. He's our complaint department anyway, so.
No, that's Chad.
Yeah. You can still find him. He's still around.
Yeah. He's quiet, but he's still around.
Yeah. He didn't get the jersey treatment and the cement shoes.
Oh man.
All right. So where that question came from was Patreon. So let's do our shout outs here.
Yes. Let's.
You do it. We have a new top tier, not a new patron member, but we'll save them for last. But we'll go through the list here. We have Corey of Odyssey CNC, Christy of Twisted Twine, Annette of 513 Woodworks, Full Steam Designs by Chris Powell, Lillian Archer Photography, David Beckwith Makes, NB Woodfinery. In our top tier, we have Eastspoke Studios, Danelle Smith Christian, Brian Drennan, Lawrence of MaritimeKniveSupply.com, Adam of Uncle Sam Metalworks, Brian Housewort of Housemade.us, Ed of ButtJoints.com, Brad of Brad's Customs, David and Joanna at WidoWorks, Chad of Chad's Custom Creations, Ryan of Gnome Hammer Forge, David of DW Wood Builds, Matt of First Do Construction, Daniel and Drizzy, Andrew of Hatch Made It, Jim of the Tradesman Channel, and like I said, new or stepping up this week is Max of Camp Arrowhead.
Yeah, Camp Arrowhead is making some pretty big moves lately, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they
got two big guests coming to do classes at the camp this year. So if you got kids, look into it. It's going to be cool. Who they got coming?
They got Jimmy DiResta.
Jimmy DiResta?
DiResta.
That's awesome.
He's really good with bandsaws from what I hear. Yeah.
I think he was on a TV show.
Yeah.
No, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And then who else?
They got Adam of Uncle Sam Metalworks. I think he's doing, not sure. It showed something like, I think Jimmy's the first 2 weeks and Adam's the next 2 weeks or something. Showed like week three and four Adam. So
yeah, I don't know how.
But I don't know how it's all going. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see and learn from Adam some knife making techniques. So
if your kids are interested in going away to camp this year, check them out. That sounds like a fun camp.
Yeah, they got to do camp for adults here at some point.
That would be fun, right?
Yeah, definitely be going to that.
Yeah. Also, if you are a patron of ours, top tier or not, any level of our patronage, mm-hmm. except for the free level, I don't understand that. But if you're a member of our Patreon group, you get entered into the Gnome Hammer giveaway, which is every month. We're halfway through April yet, right now. So if you want to get in on his latest giveaway, it's not just our patrons. It's patrons of a few podcasts, but and his own patrons. But he gives away a free custom hammer every month to someone, and our patrons are automatically entered. You don't have to do anything else after that. So check it out. You can get in as long as you get in before the end of the month. And then he normally does like a day later. So get in early if you can. Otherwise, you'll just be in for the May drawing. But yeah. So what else is going on?
Not much, man. Just excited for spring. Warmer weather. It's nice and sunny.
Yeah. It was nice today. Yesterday was real windy, but today was good. I got a lot of yard work done. I feel good about the start of my yard work.
I'm getting the itch for the motorcycle this year. It's been the first year in a couple that I've been really wanting to go drive. So this year's the year.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got a new windshield for it that I got to put on it, and some highway pegs. Get that all set up. Get ready for my trip to Johnstown in June. So be interesting.
Speaking of Johnstown, before I get to my thing, do you have a full team yet?
I am waiting on one person to give me a firm yes or no, but I also have two in the wings on top of that that are interested. So,
be sponsoring two teams is why we're bringing it up.
Yeah, so if we can get another team, then that's great, and we will sponsor two teams to do it. Because to see the interest in it would be great, and to be able to have two teams there because of us would be great.
It'd be funny if one of the teams wins and it's not the one you're on.
Damn it!
I picked the. Yeah, no. So I've set it up as it's been first come, first serve. So. No trickery on trying to get the best people on the team in any way, shape, or form. It's whoever shows up first.
Well, you better figure them out if you want to order t-shirts for it.
Oh, yeah. I never even thought about shirts. That'd be a great idea.
Oh, I have been. That's why I've been at me. Hounding you as to whether or not there's one team, two teams.
All right. I got one. excuse me. I got one guy. One guy's waiting. He's not really waiting. He's just trying to wait to give me an answer here shortly. So I've been at people daily here for the last little bit. So I have three.
Don't make him angry.
I have three confirmed at this point, and with the possibility of, well, I'll have a team. It's just a question of who the fourth is.
Yeah. Then we'll make shirts. You don't have to wear the shirt for the competition. It's just fun to get shirts.
Yeah.
So we'll make something cool for you guys.
Yeah, I laugh about it now. Every time I go to put a shirt on, it's something that's maker related now. It used to always be gym related. Now it's all maker related.
Yeah, right. Have you heard, are the Smelt Team boys going to be there in Nevada?
I haven't talked to the boys, but I would assume. I think Cash said he was going to be there. I think Tetsuo was going to be there. I was talking to those guys. I think
they're not doing the competition though, right?
I don't think so. I think they were asked to do it. I mean, it would be up their alley, so I can't see why they wouldn't be asked to do it, or why they wouldn't do it. Just up to them if they want to spend the time at it.
Yeah.
And I think it's
it's commitment for those guys though. You know, they're out doing a bunch of other stuff to commit 3 hours to.
Yeah. Well, it's a little more than 3 hours. It is way more than 3 hours. David did me a huge solid and was doing some reading on it. I thought we just showed up and did what we wanted to.
That's what I thought it was, yeah.
It is not at all that.
You were saying that you got to do drawings and stuff.
You have to have a drawing. You have to have a scale drawing that they can then compare your finished project to. And in the 3 hours, you have to make your project to the side. Like, it's not, and it's all handwork too. So you're going to have to be inventive. And when you do it, you're going to have it so you can do all your work by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're probably not going to have heavy striking, be minimal heavy striking. For the most part, it's under hand hammer. Like each Smith has their project, they're part of the project, and then it all comes together. So
good luck.
It's going to be, I like the idea of the challenge, so that I'm excited for it. And the more the merrier. If we can get two teams there, then I'm all for it. So
awesome. Well, good luck. Good luck finding the teams and coordinating all that. I'm glad it's not me.
Yeah. So it should be good.
The, I don't know what else I was going to say. I don't know.
I'm no mind reader. So
before we got into the competition, oh, my yard projects, it's boring. I'm not going to talk about it. Maybe in the after show.
Yeah.
All right. What do you say we wrap it up, head on over to the after show?
Sounds good to me.
Well, if you want to find Tony, he's at Woodland Iron. I'm at Blackthorn Concepts. Both of us can be found at Working Hands Podcast on Instagram, or you can follow us at Working Hands 3 on TikTok. If you rate and review the show, that would be awesome to get us out there. Or if anything, share the show with all of your friends. Subscribe when you have their phone in your hand. It'd be awesome for us. And we will see you guys next week.
Later.